Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So under Jazair Audio, I also have this Startup Guru sub-series wherein these bonus podcasts are auto-generated from the amazing insights shared by many acclaimed experts either on their LinkedIn profile or as a thread on Twitter. So guys, here is our bonus podcast for today.
The three key roles of any CEO or a founder of an early stage startup are A. To ensure that the company has enough cash to operate, that is by generating enough sales, and it is well funded. B. To hire well. C. To keep the morale high. In order to grow your venture 10 times within 2 years, you need to recruit a great team to deliver that. So, how do you hire the best talent as quickly as possible? Usually, when hiring, the recruiters often face two dilemmas. A. If the need is immediate, then you've to compromise on quality. B. If you could delay the hiring, you might get a high-quality candidate, but you could lose the opportunity costs. Great founders, in order to make confident hiring decisions, often use a balance between speed and quality. Here are the 7 rules for great hiring, based on insights shared by Gigi Levy-Weiss, a general partner at NFX. 1. Hire the top talent before you need them. The best way to be ahead of your hiring needs is to always be on the lookout for great talent. This is a rule that has saved me years of hiring time. Whenever I stumbled across someone really great, I tried to recruit them, even when I didn't have a specific open position. 2. Prioritize the recruitment as a mission-critical task. The biggest mistake founders make is by not treating recruitment seriously enough or not putting enough time into it. You could get lucky occasionally and find the best candidate in your first few meetings, but luck is not a strategy, and you should not count on it. At the early stage, you should spend up to 20% of your time on hiring. 3. Clearly define what you're looking for. Poorly worded, vague, or even wrong job descriptions or requirements will not only slow you down, but it'll prevent you from getting the right talent. Ensure that you've a clearly defined job description. Consult with your team, board, and fellow founders to have all the inputs on the open positions. If the process of recruiting takes a long time, make sure you update your job description as time goes by. 4. Leverage your network and your team's network. Founders often disregard or dismiss theirs as well as their team's network. However, here are the 3 key reasons why yours and your team's network is very important. A. In screening, people in your network and your team's network are more likely to understand your company's DNA, resulting in candidates more suitable culture-wise. B. Appeal, people in your team's network are likely to be able to interest candidates much more than recruiters who don't know you well. C. Speed, your network is likely to move much faster than any external process. So, how do you mine your network for candidates? A. Understand that it's not the time to be shy. B. List out those whom you can ask for help. C. Prepare a perfect email asking for assistance, along with a job description attached. D. Have short calls with them to answer any questions they may have. E. Follow up a few days later to see if they have any ideas or inputs. F. Ask them if there is anyone else they think you should consult with. 5. Build an effective hiring process. Make sure to invest and effort in building the right recruiting process for your company. Although processes may vary, but they all have common principles. A. Conduct multiple interviews. B. Have other team members interview the candidate. C. Use practical tests in the interview process. D. Drive the process rigorously. E. Once a decision is reached, close the hire. 6. Never lose good hires to chase for the perfect hire. You shouldn't lose good for the potential of someone better. A common mistake is trying to get the best of the best and completely missing out on good hires. Finding someone good fast, assuming this hire is indeed good, is going to serve you many times better than finding someone great after a long time. 7. Spend your considerable time with early or critical hires. Remember, not every hire has an equal impact on your startup. Early hires really matter the most because they set the tone of your company, its people as well as the culture. And it will be very hard to change or even reset the culture later on. Take your time to successfully onboard and integrate the new hires into your company. Also, you must tread carefully with these new hires.
So, with this, we have reached the end of this podcast. Are you a founder of an early stage startup and looking to raise funding? Get your startup investor ready before even you start pitching to your prospective investors. For know-how, please visit www.jasaro.in. That is www.jasaro.in.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.